A bit of sport now, with the latest from the Norwich City Football Club season and wheelchair tennis success. Success also for a newish bakery company who are expanding. Transport gets a look in too, as Lotus unveil a new car and the Norwich Airport announces new flight destinations. Sam Byram is urging his Norwich City teammates to show some personal pride and respect to supporters by producing improved performances in the remaining three games of the season. The Canaries lost their 10th game from 12 as they were thumped 4-0 by West Ham United at Carrow Road. Many supporters emptied the ground prior to the final whistle, and those still inside greeted the final whistle with boos. Byram believes City's squad need to display a pride for the shirt and a respect for supporters in the remaining matches of the season, despite relegation already being confirmed. It doesn't matter whether you're being relegated or not. You're not going into games thinking that we'll roll over and let the other team win, Byram said. You want to win every game that you play. You want to put a foot in. You want to fight, tackle, and have a bit of personal pride. Everyone is a Norwich player until the end of the season, and that should count for everything. We've got three big games left. Norwich now have two successive away games against Leicester and Wolverhampton Wanderers before their final game of the season against Tottenham in a fortnight.
At 2 years old, Sprouston's Ruby Bishop was diagnosed with hemiplegia, a type of cerebral palsy in her right side. 16 years on, the wheelchair tennis ace has climbed the ranks of the sporting world and is taking on the best of the best from across the globe. The star made her debut for Team Great Britain, GB, at the BNP Paribas World Team Cup in Portugal. She said, "The hemiplegia has an impact on my movement, coordination and balance, making day-to-day activities challenging at times. I've had multiple operations and have always worn splints to improve my walking." On May 4th, Ruby smashed her way to a win for the GB senior team, beating South Africa 7-5-7-5, with doubles partner Cornelia Oosthuizen. Ruby said, "It's great to have been selected to play for the senior women's team, representing my future, and I'm happy to making my debut."
Artisan bakery Bread Source plans to open another two sites in Norfolk this year, following its recent move to larger premises in Aylsham. Bread Source was founded in 2012 by award-winning baker Stephen Winter and his wife Hannah, starting with a small unit on Red Lion Street in Aylsham before opening four sites in Norwich. It has now secured another small site on Magdalen Street in Norwich, which it hopes to open within the next 2 months, with another undisclosed location to follow later in the year. "Magdalen Street is our first freehold, which we hope to be the first of many," said Stephen. "Then, next year, we'll be looking at other parts of Norfolk and possibly Suffolk as well."
As part of the opening of its new state-of-the-arts facility in Hethel, Lotus unveiled its latest sports car, the Emira GT4. The race car was showcased completing laps on the site's test track with former British GT Championship winner and director of vehicle attributes at Lotus, Gavin Kershaw, behind the wheel. It sees the Lotus enter the world of performance GT racing and is the first new model from Lotus Advanced Performance, the bespoke vehicle and experimental division of the business, which was launched earlier this year. The demonstration took place during the opening of the Chapman Production Centre, a new sports car manufacturing facility, which has been named in honour of the company's co-founder, Colin Chapman. The new sub-assembly centre, which is located in Hethel on the outskirts of Norwich, is part of a £100 million investment Lotus has poured into its UK locations. The facility will be used to make the Lotus Emira vehicles, which are sold globally. It has the capacity to build around 5,000 cars a year and uses automation to ensure consistent, high-quality finishes for its vehicles.
Norwich Airport has announced 8 new flight destinations for this summer. As its boss predicted, passenger numbers might not return to pre-COVID levels until 2026. Passengers can now fly directly from Norwich to holidays in Greece, Turkey, Spain and Cyprus, which are operated through the holiday company TUI. The airport is expecting 350,000 travellers to pass through its terminal this year, which is significantly below its pre-COVID number of 500,000 a year. In 2020, however, passenger numbers plummeted to just 80,000. Richard Pace, managing director of Norwich Airport, explained that it's going to take time to build the services back up, but they've planned it for 2026. Mr. Pace said, "We're seeing strong demand for holidays, with operators saying they're seeing bookings back to 2019 levels, and in some cases even better. And KLM have just increased the frequency of their Amsterdam service from Norwich, which is another indication of returning confidence."